A market in the Nyarugus refugee camp. There is a big market in the Nyarugus refugee camp where refugees purchase food. Congolese refugees, Burundian refugees, and the local people operate this market together. This market is an essential place for refugees to purchase fresh products other than their allocated food. The market is beneficial for the local people to buy allocated food from refugees to supplement their staple food when they have a bad harvest. Regardless of whether you are a refugee or the host society, anyone is allowed to conduct free and safe business here. Nyarugus Refugee Camp. Nyarugus Refugee Camp is located in Kigoma region of western Tanzania, about 150 kilometers from the shores of Lake Tanganyika. This camp was created in 1996 to host Congolese refugees who fled from civil war. Also, due to the political confusion in Burundi, in total, there were 140,000 Congolese and Burundian refugees in the camp as of the end of 2017. No fence surrounds the camp, although refugees require special permission to go out from the camp. Therefore, refugees basically spend their day inside the camp. People's lives in the Nyarugus refugee camp. Most of you probably recognize a scene of refugees living in a city of white tents, mainly provided by UNHCR. However, life in a tent is not necessarily comfortable, and when the displacement is prolonged, refugees often have their own houses. It may be difficult for us to distinguish such residential areas of long-standing refugees from ordinary towns or villages. For example, Burundian refugees live in areas that are well organized like a residential complex. On the other hand, Congolese refugees whose displacement has lasted longer stay in places which are divided more randomly. There are even a few farms in this area which the refugees tend. The dietary life of refugees under protracted situations. The people in refugee camps in Eastern Africa rely on food from the World Food Program, WFP. They include the local flour, maize, soybeans, porridge mixes, oil, and salt. However, refugees often eat foods which are not supplied, such as fish. How did they get it, this fish? Displaced Burundians and Congolese. Refugees from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Burundi live in Nyarugus in Tanzania. Why did they become refugees? You can find here a chart which provides a timeline of the civil wars and uprisings in East Africa that have led to displaced populations. Congolese refugees. The Congo Civil War was caused by the inflow of Hutus who escaped genocide at the hands of the Tutsis, who dominated the government in 1994. The peace deal formally ended the Second Congo War in 2002. As a result of the two civil wars in total, 6 million people were killed, which was the highest number after World War II. 700,000 Congolese refugees fled to neighboring countries, including Tanzania. Burundian refugees. The Tutsi minority dominated the state until a president was elected from the majority Hutu in 1993. However, the army controlled by Tutsi assassinated the president, which provoked a civil war. More than 50,000 Hutus were slaughtered, and numerous people were forcibly displaced. Although the peace deal was made in 2002, in 2015, an attempt coup d'etat was launched due to unrest over the president's bid for the third term mandate. This generated 420,000 newly displaced, and Tanzania was one of the countries which also began hosting a magnitude of Burundian refugees. Markets connecting the lives of refugees and the host community. Setting up markets in the refugee camps means that refugees and the host community build trust in their relationship through trade. trade between strangers can build a place of peace. This is because trade can only be dealt based on equitable and equal negotiations without depriving what one another values. Under protracted situations, refugees are not necessarily just spending time in the camps waiting to return home. Of course, their current lifestyle is neither comfortable nor ideal. However, both the refugees and the host community are trying their best to create their own new lifestyles. This is the reality. What do you think you can do to support their current lifestyles?